Marrowfat doesn't sound tremendously appetizing, but it is hugely nutritious. Fuel not just for physical strength, but also for a large brain. The brain is an extremely power-hungry mechanism. Although it accounts for only 2% of our body weight, it consumes 20% of our entire energy intake, and it requires constant nourishment. Our ancestors of nearly 2 million years ago secured their future by being really rather sneaky. When stronger, faster, fiercer predators were at rest out of the heat, they were able to look for food. Using tools like this one to obtain bone marrow, the most nutritious part of a carcass, they set in train an ancient, virtuous circle. This food for body and mind meant that larger-brained individuals would survive to breed larger-brained children, capable, in their turn, of making ever more complex tools. And you and I are just the latest iteration of this continuing process. Lots of animals use objects, particularly, of course, apes. But what sets us apart from them at this moment in our evolution is that, unlike them, we make tools before we need them. And once we have used them, we keep them to use again. It's the beginning of the toolbox. The human brain then carries on evolving steadily over thousands of years. And what's really interesting is that our brain starts to become asymmetrical as it gets to grips with a whole range of different functions: logic, language, the coordinated movement needed for tool making, imagination, and creative thought. Quite unlike the ape's brain, which remains smaller and symmetrical. So what we're looking at in this chopping tool is the moment at which we became distinctly smarter. And with an impulse not just to make things, but to imagine how we could make things better.
This object sits at the base of a process which has become almost obsessive amongst human beings. This object is something created from a natural substance for a particular purpose and in a particular way, with a notion in the maker's mind of what he needed it for. Is it more complex than were needed to actually serve the function which he used it for? Do you know, I think you could almost say it is. Did he really need to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 chips on one side and 4 on the other? Could he have got away with 2? I think he might have done so. I think the man or woman who held this made it just for that particular job and perhaps got some satisfaction from knowing that it was going to do it very effectively, very economically, and very neatly. In time, you would say he had done it beautifully, but maybe not yet. The start of a journey.